It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. There are a lot of great traditions for farm families in the summertime. I'm seeing one of those played out these days in the social media, the local county fair, where lessons are being learned for a lifetime. I'll be at the fair in Mercer County, Illinois, tomorrow evening for their livestock auction there at Aledo. One thing I remember from the days of my youth is how Dad taught us to care for the equipment on the farm and to get as much use out of it as possible. Well, the folks at Mystic Lubricants are there to lend a hand, keeping machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Mystic products like the legendary JT6 Mystic Grease are specially formulated to perform in even the harshest environments. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to their website, mysticlubes.com, M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. The attorney says the police in Columbus, Ohio, surely have higher priorities in law enforcement, that they must have better things to do than to work surveillance in a gentleman's club. The comment comes from the attorney for Stormy Daniels, who says her arrest in the Ohio capital city last night was politically motivated. The lawyer says she's done the same act in nearly 100 cities across the nation, and there hasn't been a problem. From This Week in Agribusiness, this has been an extraordinarily bad summer already, it seems, for grain bin entrapments. Where a farmer gets caught in the flowing grain that he has stored, it's like quicksand, and a farmer can get smothered by the grain. There have been at least 2 entrapments this week, and I've been able to track 6 in the past month here in the Heartland. There were 2 entrapments night before last, one near Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where a man was rescued from a bin, and one not far from Princeton, Illinois, where a 73-year-old farmer died in the bin where he was entrapped. That water situation is worsening in some of those Missouri communities where a winter of little snowfall was followed by a spring of little rain, and now a summer of a lot of heat. At Hamilton, Missouri, where the high today should fall just shy of 100, folks can't water their lawns, fill their pools, or wash their cars because of water usage restrictions. The level keeps falling in the Hamilton Reservoir out west of town, and the city manager says they're losing about 2 inches a week. When a man broke into a young lady's apartment in Middletown, Kentucky, she was worried about what might happen to her and to her dog, Layla. But she worried needlessly as Layla took over on the scene, growled, and the pit bull bit the man over and over until he took off running and limping. And to leave you with one other feel-good animal story this morning, 2 police officers at Flint, Michigan are getting credit for saving a raccoon trapped in a barrel of sludge. Folks who found the animal say it was about to drown when police tipped over the barrel. That's all they did, tipped over the barrel and freed the creature. Local residents hosed it down and dried it with a towel before taking the raccoon to a local animal shelter. And the news is, yes, the raccoon's going to be okay. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.